I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Superintendent Bill Saunders from the Marquette Area Public School District about a sinking fund millage proposal they have on the August 5th ballot. Here's more on that proposal with Marquette Area Public Schools Superintendent Bill Saunders.
We have a sinking fund initiative on a ballot. We're asking for a 0.95 mil increase. Really what that sinking fund is, let me give you just a little bit of past history. About 4 years ago, the MAPS district went to the voters. We asked for about a $30 million bond. We were going to tear down our middle school. We were going to build a new wing on our high school. And at the same time, we were going to try to do all these projects that we're asking to do now. After that bond failed 4 years ago, that started us on a strategic planning process. As a district, we recognized we need to be more collaborative. We need to bring the community in on this. We need to make decisions, but we need everybody to be a part of that. Through the strategic planning process, one of the strategic planning teams that were started, there were six, was a realignment facilities team. Mm-hmm. And I actually was a part of that as a building principal. Our first goal was to actually look at realignment. And we surveyed the community. We surveyed the community again. All the responses back that we had received, about 92% of the respondents said, use the facilities that you have. If you don't change your footprint, if you just use what you have, use it more wisely, use that space, we're more likely to support you through a sinking fund to help refurbish these buildings. You know, don't build a new Taj Mahal. Don't try to go build a new high school or anything that. Try to make the buildings you have work. So
that comes out. The word says try to make those buildings work.
Yeah.
With that, buildings deteriorate. Infrastructure in the building deteriorates. And now you're at a situation where you had asked for help with getting some of these things done. And now you're doing that again, basically.
Absolutely. So we went ahead. We realigned the district. We made our buildings, our footprint work a little better for us. We created a little bit more space so we could reduce some class sizes. Meanwhile, we still have some buildings built, Van and Boom, early 50s, Sandy Knoll, late 50s, high school, early 60s, a Graverette, 1920s. Those buildings need some significant upgrades.
Yeah, I'm looking at the sheet here that you have that you're talking about. Roof sections, deteriorating stairwells, doors and hardware, boilers, windows, lighting, electrical upgrades, technical-related, technology-related upgrades, network cables, things like that, heating and cooling. I mean, these buildings do need a lot, and that's where this comes in, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We just can't keep up at this point with our budget, state funding, those types of things, with the amount of needs that we have with our buildings. Our newest buildings were built in 1994, Superior Hills and Cherry Creek. That was still pre-technology boom.
Right.
So even those buildings don't have the electrical capacity, the computer capacity that we need for today's students. So they even need to be updated from that perspective. But, you know, again, our older buildings still have the old single-pane windows that need to be replaced from an energy efficiency standpoint. They still have original boilers, extremely inefficient. We have some foundation issues. We have some roof issues. Certainly a lot of heating and cooling issues. If you talk to some of the teachers or students in our district, you might be in one classroom that's in 85 degrees in the middle of the winter.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the classroom right next door to it is 58 degrees and they're all bundled up. We need to, you know, try to fix some of those issues.
One of the key things here, Bill, I think is to mention is that for the average person that lives in the district, when they go into the voting booth, they're going to ask themselves and need to know what's this going to cost, which will help them decide what is this looking like for your average resident here in the district.
Well, that 0.95 mil increase is really 95 cents on every $1,000 of taxable value. Again, if you live in the city of Marquette, I'm guessing you're probably between $50,000 and $100,000 home as far as taxable value goes. So you'd probably be looking at about $75, maybe up to $100 a year tax increase.
Well, on the August 5th ballot, there will be a sinking fund millage proposal, a 0.95 mil for 10 years with the Marquette Area Public School District. Bill, if people have questions, they want to find out more information, a little more detail about it, how can they do that?
They can call our office, 225-4200, 225-4200. They could also go to our website, www.mapsnet.org. All this information is on there. So what our strategic planning team did, this is the actual list of projects that we would be looking to accomplish, about 18 pages, 300 projects on here, again, from things we've talked about, school security, energy efficiency, all the way down to, you know, little things like, or smaller issues like tile abatement, changing out of some inefficient lighting units, things like that. All that is covered on this sinking fund list.
That's the comments of Marquette Area Public Schools Superintendent Bill Saunders. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.